What advice would you give to all of the physicians who took care of you that would make your experience better? You've been very complimentary, but I've been a patient here too, and there's certain things that I really would like physicians to do differently.
Yes.
Give me an example of the biggest thing you'd like them to hear.
Yes. So I've thought a lot about this, and as a patient, I tried to, you can't distance yourself from the professional life that you live in too. And so as we talk about quality in healthcare and patient experience and provider satisfaction and all the aims we have in healthcare, and I thought about my experience. I thought coming into this experience as a patient, I would be quite rational. I was very wrong.
I don't think anybody who's a patient and really ill is rational the whole time. You can't cope that way.
No, and I thought, right, I'm not in the clinical sciences, but I have deep appreciation for it, and I thought that I would be data-driven and fact-based as I went through as a patient. Well, I wasn't at all. I inferred quality of a physician, of a nurse, primarily through two things, and they're stated often, but one, and I'm choosing this word very carefully, one is kindness, sincere kindness. If you as a physician or a group of physicians, as we have sometimes many physicians in the room, if kindness is present, then there's, for me, you're a great physician. I don't know what your qualifications are, but it communicated a lot to me and to my wife when we were there. And the other one is, and again, we say compassion. If physicians can allow themselves to pause and walk down the hypothetical and just feel, compassionately feel and empathetically feel what that patient's going through and extend kindness, you're going to find that even people who think I'm data-driven and fact-based, it wasn't that. I competence was implicit to me. But I would watch nurses come into the room and doctors, and sometimes, and it's difficult, they might bring the stress of the day in the room with them. And they wore it, and I could tell. And that was not a good experience for me when I went through that. And I walked away, and I thought deeply about that. I thought about, why am I thinking that way? You know, that just seems irrational. But no, it made a lot of sense. The kindness and compassion is a tremendous component of healing and of a patient stay, especially when they're in the inpatient setting. That is, to me, one of the most challenging settings in healthcare is as a patient going through that experience and then having all of the uncertainty and maybe lack of communication sometimes that can happen as a patient and not knowing what's going on and when it's going to happen, or they'll be in here in 15 minutes and they're here in 2 hours.
For those of you listening, you should know that Andy turned red when he started that conversation, and now he's back to his normal complexion. It's really a visceral response when caregivers somehow forget that the reason why we all went into healthcare was to deliver kind, compassionate, high-quality care. And everybody talks about quality improvement, but the quality that needs to be improved first are the qualities you described, kindness and compassion. That's exactly right.